What's up, guys? Welcome to JBM's podcast, Just Bros
with
Michaela.
We're back.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Friday, I got paid.
You got any interesting news, Brogan?
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The viewers need to know.
The viewers need to know. I'm seeing someone now.
Hey.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I really hope it's all right. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, here, I got you.
No.
Very conflicted feelings. We lost another one, boys.
Am I going into more detail about that?
I mean, you can if you want to. It's cool. Your life.
I blame Junior. Junior's the one that really like fucking. He said we lost one. He did it.
Yeah,
I blame him.
It's honestly his fault.
You had to detail her car, didn't you?
It wasn't my intentions. I was just, you know, like, hey.
I was the mastermind.
Hey.
Though.
The mastermind?
You can think that.
I would like to think that.
Alyssa, what do you think? Are you going to say anything?
That's
a no.
She's here in the back.
She didn't want to be on camera.
Okay. She is here. Now everybody's going to be like, she's not real.
Yeah, for real.
She's not real.
She's non-existent. We're all just making her up.
She doesn't exist. So guys, have you guys seen the documentary Quiet on Set?
Yeah.
TikTok clips. I have not seen the whole
thing. You haven't actually seen it?
No, I haven't seen the whole thing. We talked about it at like cuz all my coworkers at work are like, "Yo, this is some interesting
stuff." It's
some
heavy shit.
Yeah.
Because I grew up watching this stuff and they didn't watch like Drake and Josh or any of these shows. They're all in their like late 40s and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up watching that stuff and they're like, "Have you watched it?" And I was like, "No, I haven't." But I've heard, like, I've seen the clips where like Drake Bell is talking about it and I'm like, "Damn."
Yeah.
And then like I hear about like the other people talking about their experiences on set and I'm just like, fuck.
It's really fucked up. Have you guys seen like the clips of just like the Amanda Show and like Victorious, sometimes iCarly? Like,
oh yeah.
Just
like the random clips.
Of like the behind the scenes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Well, even in the show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, where they had, like, whatever fake webpage they had, mm-hmm. and they were, like, they were in character, like, oh, yeah, we're going to upload it. It was, like, their version of, like, YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just the weirdest shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing, like, that, and I was like, this is weird. I don't know why they're doing this. I'm not going to watch this. Because I remember as a kid watching it going, like, this isn't funny. This is just weird.
Yeah, even
this
as
is,
a kid, I would
this
even
is an
look
adult,
at it, like...
Well,
okay.
Thinks
right.
This is funny, but it's strange.
I remember like it totally going over my head when I was a kid. Like,
I mean,
I was a Disney kid. I didn't watch Nickelodeon all that much.
I was both actually. Like I
watched a lot of
iCarly.
Never watched the Amanda Show, and I was getting too old for Victorious, so I didn't really watch that either.
Oh, that's a little awkward.
The only
I'm older than her, and I watched it. Yeah. Like, it was all right.
The only thing that I know about Victorious is that I know more about the behind the scenes on that show because apparently everybody did like a whole bunch of like drugs and like drank.
Yeah, that they were drinking
and you
all
can,
the time.
And
you can
tell.
Yeah.
Especially like... I think they had a crossover with iCarly, and there was an interview with, like, I think Miranda Cosgrove and somebody else from Victorious, and they were like, oh, did you guys get along? And they were like, oh, yeah, we didn't hang out after hours because I guess they were out drinking
partying, and
smoking,
yeah.
And they were, like, inside.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just chilling, because I know Josh Peck interviewed Miranda Cosgrove and was like, hey, do you drink? She's like, oh, no, not really. Well, a little bit, but I don't, like, I've never been drunk. And she's, like, 28
mm-hmm.
or, like, almost 30. Josh Peck is like, what? Because he had like an alcohol addiction, like a drug addiction. He's like, someone get this girl fucked up, please. And like,
I did see that clip. I remember
yeah,
that clip.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Her swearing too. She's like, I don't swear.
What's your favorite word? Probably fuck.
You heard it here, folks. She sweared.
Yeah, but no, it's that whole situation is so fucked up.
Yeah,
but,
it's
it really
fucked up. Also, fuck Brian Peck.
That
die actually like
die
like for real it's not funny at all it's really serious
yeah.
And I just feel so terrible for Drake Bell like in all the stuff that he's going through not that it excuses for the bad stuff that he did
no
it's not an excuse
which we'll get to it but
it's an explanation
yeah it definitely connects a lot of dots for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I actually kind of wanted to talk about that because Drake, you know, he went on to the documentary and like told a story and everything. And he was saying that all of these news people, media people were like spreading stories about him and like really twisting the narrative. Basically saying that he sexually assaulted a minor, and he didn't. Like
no,
that
yeah.
like he was messaging a minor, which is like still not good. Not good at all. And I'm not like trying to defend him or anything like that. But I think the irony is crazy for him to be accused to be like sexually assaulting like a minor when he was sexually assaulted as a minor.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I couldn't even imagine the like where your head goes at. You know?
I know he said he pleaded guilty to like everything. And then, I know in the interview he was like, oh yeah, people were saying like I should die because of like the things that I did to this child. And he mm-hmm. goes, they didn't list anything that I like actually did. It was all like false accusations and shit like that.
Yeah.
And which is crazy because I've seen the TikTok where he's on that podcast and there's a whole list of stuff that he like, he goes, here's the shit that I pleaded guilty to. And he goes, and here's the shit that all these news articles said I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and now this documentary comes out and now everybody's like, changing their opinions on me.
Right. They like totally flipped.
Which I fuck those people too.
Yeah. Fuck those people, which
because
is crazy.
I hate that because I'm watching like when the documentary first came out, everybody was like, especially with him, they were all like, oh my God, I feel so bad for Drake. And then Drake was talking about Josh Peck and how like Josh Peck has kind of like distanced himself from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Drake came out and was like, no, we've talked. It's just that he wants to distance himself from this. Like he goes, he has reached out. We have talked. And he goes, I consider him a friend. And Josh says he doesn't because they don't really talk. It's
yeah,
like occasionally.
I mean, people grow apart, right?
Yeah.
It's just like people have sensationalized this TV show.
Exactly.
And it's just like the parasocial relationships that they have with these characters is so intense that they just have to believe that Drake and Josh have and their actors have to be best friends,
yeah.
you know? And it's just like, I get it, like, especially when it's nostalgia, like, coming into play and stuff like that. It's hard.
My childhood.
My childhood.
I'm so old now.
I know. And
turn 24.
But it's just like, man, just like leave these people alone. Like they can live their lives the way
yeah.
that they want to.
Which is why like I hated when Drake Bell was like, oh yeah, and he goes, or what the hell was it? Or the comments were saying, oh well, you know, I feel bad for Drake, and then it was all everybody shitting on Josh Peck, being like he wanted Drake's stardom, his popularity, like he was the more popular out of the two and his career took off. And I was like, well, no offense to either of them, but neither of their careers really took off. One was a singer and Drake's made however much money, I don't fucking know,
who knows.
And then
yeah.
Josh has done little projects here and there, but I don't think either of them has like crazy stardom. They're both famous still, but everybody's
yeah.
like, oh, he's jealous and he's jealous of Drake. And I'm just like, where the fuck are you people getting this from? And it's just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I just, I fucking hate those people.
It's just stereotyping because, I mean, Josh on Drake and Josh was the nerdy, big, the fat one.
He was the fat joke.
Yeah.
That was his character.
And Drake was the popular, handsome, and, you know, hopefully
you
everything.
You know,
kind of
bad boy
yeah,
sort of thing.
That
yeah.
everything, he gets his way without
yeah.
trying too hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, after, like, how many years did that show go on, Drake and Josh? Like,
no,
three seasons.
Yeah, so it's like, after
all
that, you know, that's just, it gets stuck to your mind, especially as a kid. Like, that's what they're brainwashing you to think.
I don't know. It was stupid. Well, especially when, like, you know, during the show, Josh is doing a whole bunch of drugs. And then if you look at the first season and the last season, he dropped, like, 120 pounds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He really did.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, going on to, like, a different topic, like, for Josh to break that stereotype, for him to not be the fat joke anymore, he lost the weight so that he could get better jobs and better roles. I mean, I can't really think of anything that's more, you know, popular than what he, like, this is what he's known for is.
Oh, yeah. They will both go down as
Drake and Josh.
The only thing that I can think that Drake's done other than Drake and Josh is he voiced Spider-Man in, like, a couple, like, Disney cartoons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's, like, the mm-hmm. only thing that, like, I recognize his voice from, like, those. But now they have so many different voice actors for Spider-Man. I'm just like, I recognize his voice, but I don't, you know, I don't think of him as Spider-Man.
I know Drake is really popular in Mexico. So, I mean, you know, culturally, like, I feel like, he is. Popular. Like, I believe he lives in Mexico. And he has, like, a pretty big fan base down there. So, I mean, good for him, nice. You know.
Josh is an Oppenheimer. He pushes the button.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, Josh Peck. Been on my list to watch. Canonically, Josh Peck is the guy that is like, all right, this is either going to kill the entire planet or this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And he pushes the button. That's all he does in the movie. He shows up, he goes, I think he says one line, it's like, wow. And you don't see him for like an hour and then he pushes the button and then he's never in the movie again.
What a honor to push the button for the nuke.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I push that button. I wouldn't push it like that. I'd probably be like, because I'm a drama queen, but.
You said it, not me.
You said it. But, I mean, back
I know
to,
what I'm about.
Like, back to, like, other people, like, kind of, like, jumping, I guess, the bandwagon in a sense of, like, mm-hmm. supporting Drake and stuff. And it's like, I wouldn't say to hell to those people. I could see where they're coming from because you could just, I mean, like, during this time, like, child predators are looked as disgusted, you know, like, heinous criminals. And throughout time, yes, they're looked as awful people, but not to an extent as today. Like, I feel like in this era, it is
much
more. Well,
it's just, it's because of the virality. I can't say it.
Of how viral it is and how popular.
And so everybody knows, you know.
And it's becoming a more open thing. So I can't necessarily blame them. I do agree that they did take it too far with, like, obviously putting on these outlandish things. And it's like, but again, no one knew what Drake was going through. No one knew he was the child that got Brian Peck arrested. No one knew besides the people that he stood in court that was supporting Brian Peck and was like, you know, I mean, how he said, how dare you guys.
Speaking.
And that was crazy. That was deep. Ooh, oh, that was so deep.
The people who, like, when Drake went to court, actually, fuck all the people who supported Brian Peck in the actual courtroom. I know that there's some people who sent letters.
41 people.
41 people.
There were
41
letters.
Which is actually insane, but they could have had misinformation.
Yeah.
You know, that's a reasonable thing. They just didn't know, and they wanted to support, you know, this person that they really like. But the people who were in that courtroom and heard everything that went down and still supported him, like, you are just as bad. Like, you are, like,
because
this is terrible.
Actually, like, I read, like, I mean, I watched it, like, literally not that long ago. I'm like, I only have like 11 minutes and then I'm done with the, like, last episode. But in those letters, it almost seems like, and this might be stereotyping,
typical.
Yeah, for more of, like, it seems like they're kind of leaning more that it was a woman child actor that did this. Because I'm pretty sure they didn't, like, specify if it was a male or female, because that would give too much. That would give too much away of like who he's coddling. Because
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, because in the letter, I mean, they didn't say she in specific, but they just said that he's probably been tempted.
Yeah.
Like a temptation.
Yeah, yeah. They talked a lot about how, like, he must have been, you know.
And it was in 2003. Like, I'm pretty sure in this era there wasn't, like, so much of, like the gay, like, stereotype. Like, gay wasn't too common. I mean, they did say Brian Peck was gay. Actually, to Drake Bell's dad, they're like, "Oh, maybe you're homophobic
because
he's gay." So, but with, like, I mean, they could also even use that he was gay. He was, like, the guy tempted him, or, you know.
Yeah, which is so, like, just the victim blaming in all of it. It's just so sad, and it makes me so frustrated. And It just, like, it gets me going because it's just, like he's a child, like, you know? And it's just, like, it's just not right. And, yeah, just fuck all the people who, you know, supported Brian Peck.
It was tough watching Drake Bell's dad, like, literally...
Knowing.
Literally, like, fed him to Brian Peck. Like, he was, like...
Yeah.
Like, without even doing it on purpose, obviously. He just wanted his son to live his dream. That's all he wanted.
He had his dad around, like, most of the time, right?
And yeah, then,
like,
it was during, like, hey, the Brian Peck scandal where he told his... Because Brian was manipulating Drake by telling him that, that your dad's taking
not
all your
good
money.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
know,
heard that.
Stealing all of his money and like he's not, like, going to be able to get
and
roles.
And Drake actually like opened up an investigation on his dad. They checked his finance
Okay.
And they're like, and at that time he wasn't living with his dad anymore. He went with his mom because they were both divorced. And
okay.
They're like, yeah, we didn't find anything. Like he didn't take any money from you. And so
yeah, but he manipulated him into thinking that his dad was like the bad guy when it was really him.
Yeah.
And so once he started living with his mom, Brian became like his dad and brought him to auditions, and like he would sleep over at his house and like and all this type of stuff, and like was a very integrated part of his life. And so when I remember him talking about it, when like it first happened, when he was first assaulted, and he was just like, I couldn't tell anybody, but I can't distance myself from him because he's such a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
Like people would notice. And it's so sad that happened to him.
And it's crazy that how at that time his girlfriend's mom was the one to like find out, like
for
was the
real.
One to find out, and like he's like in 6 seconds she knew exactly what was going on.
I need to fucking watch this.
It's so good.
It's really good. My jaw was just like dropping just like all the time.
And I'm like, that kind of brought me hope because I'm like, I'm glad there's like people like out there, they're like,
something's up.
Yeah, like, this is not adding up. Like, we need to talk. And, like, no, don't give me no bullshit. Like, I love that. Like, no, don't give me no bullshit.
Because I know it's not just Drake. Like, I know Jeanette McCurdy has talked about how they tried
producer.
Giving her
the
hush
creator.
Money.
She calls it the creator. She never outright
says
Dan Schneider.
But the creator.
Which is basically...
It's Dan.
Dan.
And I know they said that... She said that they offered her, like, $300,000 in hush
to
money.
To keep quiet, yeah.
And she, I don't think she took, I can't remember. She said it was like $300,000
or whatever.
Read her book.
Oh. It is so good. Even just
it?
I read most of it. I never finished it because my
you.
ADHD, like, I just never did.
I'll read it.
Because what is it?
But
it's called
so
I'm Glad
good.
My
I'm Glad My Mom
Died. Yeah.
My Mother Died or something like that.
Because I know I watched like a TikTok where she reads like one of the last text messages of her mom, and it's just... like the worst fucking thing ever. It's just like giving her shit like, oh, you've gained weight, you're not making any money, da da da. Oh yeah, can you buy me a new refrigerator or something?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody
Crazy.
Was like, did you buy her a new refrigerator? And she was like, no, fuck her. Like, what the fuck?
Her mom was one of those, they viewed her as just a cash grab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like their way
money,
out.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, this is my daughter's career, in a sense. In a sense, they actually viewed it more as, like, this is their career.
This is how I can not do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, in the book, it goes a bit more into detail, but it was, like, it was her mom's dream to be an actress. And so that's why she put Jeanette into, you know, acting lessons and everything. And Jeanette was, they were so codependent on each other that Jeanette just... did whatever her mom said.
Well, I mean, it's normal because you're supposed to trust your mom. Your mom
is your rock. Yeah, I mean, but her
your
mom,
parents and
her mom abused her.
She abused the trust.
Yeah.
That
and I mean, just... and also physically too. Like she would do body checks on Jeanette like in the shower
until she was
way older because her mom like had it in her head that, you know, she could have cancer, so she would like check for lumps on her, and so she would do like a full body check
That's
and
crazy.
Like touch her, you know, in private areas and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
That is insane what people would do to in order to keep their kids in the spotlight, in the fame, and to keep that. And it hurt. Like, it's even crazy to hear that, because it's like, now you aren't looking at her as your daughter. Like, you're worried about her health. You're, it's like, oh, like, this object needs to be working in top condition in order to give me the money. I mean, that's how I view it. That's not like...
especially how her mom was and how she talks about her. No, it wasn't like, oh, I care about you and I don't want you to, like,
die.
No, I want you to keep working so I don't have to.
It's the film industry, the TV show industry, they're all... It's a scary industry. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying all, like, every, like, single producer, creator. There's a lot of good people.
Yeah.
But obviously the spotlight's going to be on the bad people. And in a way, it should be, because these people should be caught. They should be held accountable for what they are doing.
Mm. Yeah. One other thing that I wanted to bring up is in the beginning, they had two female writers. And they had to share a salary. So basically, Dan hired writers for the Amanda Show, iCarly and Victorious. And during the Amanda Show, they had two female writers.
Wasn't it All That? And then
All That. It was All That. Maybe. Sorry, if I'm getting that mixed up.
It was All That.
But they had two female writers, and he said, supposedly, this is alleged that he's the one who said this, but he said that he could not hire them. The only way that he could hire them is that if they share
a salary
with another person.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Which is crazy. But the thing is that women in the industry at that time were not viewed as equal to men. And even now, like, it is still really hard for women.
And it was
like,
their first gig. They didn't know what was right or wrong.
They took it. They took it because
you have an in.
You know,
take it.
I'll share my salary if that means that I have other opportunities eventually, to get jobs. Yeah. But yeah, it was terrible. When I heard that, I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe it. Crazy.
And then, like, crazy. The acts, like, some of them had to do, like, or what they had to deal with. Like, I know one of them, this was for the Amanda Show, because the other one just left. She couldn't, like, deal with Dan. She said that allegedly that, like, I think she was there for season one, and then for season two, he called all, like, the male writers into his office. And then they called her in, and she comes in, and she sits down, and she's like, all the male writers are pretty much surrounding her. And he's like, all right, pitch me your idea. And I don't think she went into specific what her idea was, but she pretty much pitches it. And then, like, out of the blue, he's like, hey, didn't you used to work as a sex phone operator?
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like,
no.
I've never said that. Are you sure? Because I think the last season you did mention that. And she's like, no, I didn't. I've never said that I worked there. And he kept pushing it on. And all the males are kind of just laughing about it. I mean,
yeah, because like, they think it's like a joke. Because, like, he says it in a way that it's like a joke, but it's not.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking weird.
And I think after that is when she decided to quit. Like, she couldn't. And she's like, and it broke her heart because she really loved working for the show. And
she was doing something that she loved. And she knew that, like, if she quit or if she ever spoke out about him, then she would never get a job in that industry again.
Yeah.
Because he had so much power, which is crazy.
It's crazy, but, I mean, also, at the time, he was putting out some good shows.
He was the one in control of all of that.
Everything, yeah.
He really was. It's a really dark documentary, and it really opens your eyes to the industry and a lot of parents. And I like how they actually included the parents and mm-hmm. how much, like, they even mentioned, like, how they would try to voice their concerns and they would be shut down.
Yep.
And just because they're voicing their concerns, it would, like, drive a wedge between them and their kids. Because, yeah, you know, cause everybody... kids don't know any better. They're like, no. I want to be on a freaking TV. Right. Let me be on TV. What's the big,
like,
problem?
Like, what's the problem here? Like, just let me do, you know, what I dream.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so.
I'm hoping, like, a lot of them are, like, rekindling their relationship with their parents. And I know Josh is, I mean, not Josh, Drake is rekindling his relationship with his dad. And I'm kind of glad that's happening and all that.
Yeah.
I just really recommend watching the documentary. Like, for anybody who hasn't yet, please do, because I think it's so eye-opening. And, yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Watch it.
Yeah, you better watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
All right. Talking about relationships. We're going to
get rid of the heavy.
Topic change, please. Ooh. God.
It's so
shake
good.
It out, yeah. Guys. Ooh. For real.
All right. Ah. Yeah, you can turn up the lights now. But all right, so I got a question for you guys.
What's up?
All right. So would you allow your significant other to openly go through your phone?
Openly?
Openly. Yes.
I mean, okay. I feel like, okay, first of all, let me answer. Yes. Yes, I would. Although I would feel a bit weird about it, because it's just like half of me feels like they don't trust me, right? Because it's just like, why are you asking me? Like, why don't you trust me? But then the other half of me is just like, I have nothing to hide. Exactly. So, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. The only thing that, like, I'd have to, like, I wouldn't want her to see is, like, I have certain things written down that are for the future, like plans and shit.
Aww.
Don't want that
That's
spoiled.
Cute.
I need to make, I need to, fuck you, Junior.
Write in a journal.
No, I want my phone.
My phone.
Dear
is a journal.
Diary.
No.
This is a date that I plan with Alyssa.
It'd be so long.
Do, 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 do.
I can't have that. Just, she'll need to see that.
I would. Where I draw the line, like, the reason I actually brought this question up is because one of my Snapchat friends posted on the story for guys to respond to this. And I just wanted to ask, obviously, open to also female interpretation on it and male and whatever. But my response, I would rather have you do it, like, asking me. Like, I draw the line when you do it behind my back.
Dude, yeah. That's crazy.
Because doing it behind your back, and the reason why it's bad to do this is because you already have, like, the notion of the feeling of that you're doing it behind their back. Like, you're already being sneaky about it.
Yeah.
So you already have that uneasy feeling. Plus, when you're going through it without, like, you're doing this knowing you're being sneaky, you already have a negative mindset. You're already in a negative space. So you're trying to find something negative. That's what your brain's going to go for automatically. So when you find something that's very, like, something small and that's inconvenient.
You're going to misinterpret it.
Yeah, your brain's going to be like, why the fuck did he have this? Yep. You see, you were right. This is why, like, this is why you should go through his phone.
And
you were right.
And then they're going to find worse things, and it's not going to be worse.
Exactly.
Or it's going to get played up.
Rather, too. Like, if you're doing it open, like, I could see how, like, it could hurt someone. Like, wow, you don't trust me? But you got to also understand, like, I mean, humans aren't very trusting to begin with. And no matter how much you do, you can't earn complete trust. There's always going to be a small amount of doubt, because there's never a guarantee for anything. You get married, you think, oh, this is it. We're getting married. This is, like, I did it.
Yeah.
No, there's not, divorce. No, there's, yeah. I'm like, there's divorce.
There's divorce.
I'm like,
50%
it's,
rate or whatever the fuck it is now. 50% whatever it is.
It's so bad. But either way, I'm like, it's
Did you know that divorce between a human and a vampire is, like, way low?
I wonder if that bit's going to stay in.
God. You and your team Edwin over there.
Edwin?
Yeah. Edwin.
Edward?
Edward.
Edward, not
Edward.
Edward.
What was the stupid name we talked about where they combined?
Oh, EJ.
EJ.
Okay, so.
Fuck that.
EJ.
Okay, so Bella. This is not considered a spoiler because these movies have been out for so long. So Bella gets pregnant right? And she's having a baby, but they can't see what the gender is going to be. So she picked a name for a boy and she picked a name for a girl. Well, for a boy, she picked EJ for fucking Edward Jacob.
Bad. Horrible.
Bad.
Never seen really the
bad. Extremely bad. Fuck like that imagine name. Having a your baby be your love triangle. Like weird.
That is disgusting.
The girl's name, it sounds weird, but like I kind of get it. It's Renesmee, right? It's Renesmee, and it combines
the moms.
Yeah, the moms, Renee and Esme.
That
which
one's
I, which I think is kind of sweet.
Then fucking EJ.
EJ. Imagine. Gross. Ew.
But anyways, so like I said, I could see why like people can. That was fucking.
I hated
topic.
Every second
I'm
of
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry.
Damn EJ. But
that's gonna be in my head the rest of the day, and I'm not gonna forgive you for that.
So yeah, like I said, there's no like guarantee on anything, and either way, so I'm like, it's better to do it though, like ask and openly, just because your partner has that reinsurance. By like, yeah, I'm comfortable with you going through it, so they're like, okay, you're creating a comfortable space between you two.
Yeah.
So then when they see it, they'll be more inclined and comfortable to asking you about like questions of like, why do you have this?
Instead
and
be of being
more
secretive.
In a calm state rather than doing it behind your back because you're in an agitated state.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then I know like I got in this conversation with the person on Snapchat. I'm not going to, you know, say names or anything, but, and then, you know, they brought up the fact that how, like, they're, like, there's truth that rang into that and how that their minds just, like, run rampant and, you know, they overthink and this and that. And I just, like, and there's a lot of people who don't, like, know, like, that's okay. Like, overthinking is okay. You just can't let it take over your life or... You can't let it be projected onto the person either you're seeing or friendship. Actually, it can kind of go for anything, not just relationships, but well, romantic relationships, but also platonic, like for friendships and stuff.
There's
like
anything. Yeah. You can overthinking.
My mom always says she's just like 80% of like what you think is gonna happen, like usually doesn't.
Oh,
like,
dude. Oh,
it's just like all yeah. the bad things that you think are gonna happen are just most likely not going to.
Don't worry, there are other things that are gonna fuck your day.
And speaking
but like,
of,
but like, yeah, any yeah. literally anything can fucking happen.
Speaking of moms, my mom also gave a great advice when it comes to romantic relationships. Is like if your significant other wants to cheat, they're going to cheat.
Yeah, we
mm-hmm. like, talked about even this, if you yeah. go through their phone, it's not going to prevent the inevitable.
Man, we are yeah, all we just are. Having a hard time today.
I'm Ooh. Speaking real slowly so I don't fuck this up.
For real.
But
because if I start, it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't know Paul's password.
Honestly. Red flag. No, I'm kidding.
We've been dating for like... a year and a half. And
I was gonna say how long
and I just cannot remember his password for the life of me and
that's
so
right.
like
oh so then it's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like kind of my
she's
fault.
She's trying to
but
put the blame
hey,
on Paul right
no,
in the beginning.
No, let me
clip
finish
that,
let me finish
that.
I'll be like, oh, like let me do something on your phone. I'm like, oh, what's your password? And he's just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, no. You can't say anything.
Attaboy.
He's coming. He's coming. He's like, he needs a mic.
You did the same exact thing to me every time, like, you have me to, like, respond
That's
to your
That's because
mom.
You did it to me first.
That's my boy.
You did it to me first, okay?
That's my boy.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I'm going to take Paul's side. I don't know why.
Why?
For the boys. I'm just
For
kidding.
The boy. Yeah,
no. But no, I we talked about this. I completely agree with Junior's mom. If you think your significant other is like gonna cheat or whatever, looking through their phone is not gonna
it's not
stop
gonna
that.
Change anything.
It's gonna make life worse for the person who's checking, honestly.
Yeah, but
actually,
I mean
yeah,
I but... mean they should know.
Oh
so.
Yeah.
Well yeah, they
yeah.
should know if they're being cheated on. It's
well, no,
just
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can look all you want. There doesn't have to be evidence of cheating for them to be
they could
or
be
not,
that good.
But
they could be that good to delete fucking it's just that's how life is. You know, you just got to kind of go with it. And once you do catch either your partner in the act, either it's through, you found it through the phone, someone else told you and showed you proof whatsoever, you just got to roll with the punches. Because like I said, you can't guarantee anything.
No.
And I have to understand that, because I always use that line when I've like talked to other people, like if like trying to date them, like, oh, I'm not like them. And like, how would they know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it's, you know, it's just,
it's really hard trusting people.
Yeah.
But I mean, how can you live life without taking some risks?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Relation. You like, know? That's why people date. They're taking risks. It's a constant. That's life.
I told her, I said, what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get.
Is what you get. And I'm like, there's no
hidden, I mean, if she's seen the podcast, audience, I mean, she's seen a lot.
She's asked so many questions.
Audience, don't let the camera fool you. He might look tall. He's not.
I'm not tall.
Michaela's taller.
She's short.
She's your height, so yeah.
Yeah, I think we're the same height.
5'2".
Oh, see, I'm even small. Like,
I'm even smaller.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
You're hungry.
I'm even shorter than her.
Yeah, she needs protein.
Look, some protein. I haven't ate today, okay?
Don't worry, we're getting food after
what
this.
What did I ate? Cereal.
I've had so much. I've been eating so much lately. I need to stop.
You've been eating a lot?
I've been eating so much. More than, like, at least I'm used to. I need to stop.
Like a pint of ice cream.
He's getting
every day.
No, he's getting comfortable.
I actually have not been eating that much. She's going to fucking say I'm not.
Actually have when not. Did this start? When did you start eating a lot more? I just want to put
relationship
that out there.
Relationship
weight. Relationship
weight. You got to get those extra 15 pounds.
What the fuck? Dude, I cannot put on 15 fucking pounds.
Why
I cannot
not?
Be What's, that heavy again. Because that's like my heaviest I've ever been, and I don't want to get back to that.
I'm proud of you.
You start going to the gym with a junior.
Yeah.
At night?
No.
Yeah. Twice a week.
Twice a week. Well, we're going to...
You were going like every day.
Well, no, I'm talking about for me, because if I told them, like, the only days I would actually like go with to the gym with them would be like days I actually can sleep in, which would be like Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah.
But it ain't fucking... Because I know what I'm eating with these motherfuckers that night. It ain't going to do me any... It'd be better if I did than didn't, but... Being at Planet Fitness, being like, okay, let's get this fucking... But next to Chippy, I just look like a fucking obese motherfucker. So I'm just like, whatever. Thanks, Chip.
Chippy will be our next guest.
I really want Chippy to come on the podcast. Like...
I'll tell
people. People need to know his name. Okay.
I need a Chippy. Chippy's his real name. I'm saying this right now.
No, it's not.
I know, but
it's
no.
Chippy's no, I'm actually gonna cut that out.
Yeah, bleep it
just
out.
Add a bleep, please.
Add a bleep,
please.
Yeah,
and cut bleep this whole thing out. Cut a timestamp right now.
Timestamp.
I'm watching you, future Michaela.
41:46.
41:46.
If you can remind me, I'll send it to you. I'll write it down.
Yeah, Chippy needs to come.
Do you guys have any other, like, things you...
I got news.
Oh, you got news?
Yeah.
What do we got?
I released a song.
Oh, yeah. I actually was thinking of something else.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, but she did it.
I did it. I was ghost for a minute, but what? I am ready to have, like, 4 releases this year. Everything is pretty much all
When's
set
the
up.
The album?
No album. I gotta
Not
release
yet.
Some singles, and then once I get some traction going, maybe I can get an album out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been really exciting. The feedback has been really great. I don't know. Have you guys heard it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
What you guys think? You got any thoughts?
I actually liked it.
you actually
no,
liked
I,
it.
No, I actually.
Hey.
And like, no offense to like your last song. I did like your last song too. But I think it was the constant, like, in my feed, sending it to me, and listening to it in the car where I was like, damn, I really don't want to hear this fucking song anymore.
Well, trust me, the promotion's coming, so.
Which is, like,
the promotion.
Cool. Like, I think it's a good song. I like it. I know Tyler's, like, doing pull-ups and shit at the gym listening to it. Tyler,
yeah, which is so interesting because it's kind of like a sad song. So just, like, imagining him, like, crying while he's doing pull-ups, you know.
Tyler doesn't cry.
Tyler doesn't cry.
He's drinking,
yes, he does.
He's drinking bubbly when he does it.
He's Waterloo.
Can we please...
He's drinking Waterloo.
Can we talk about Saturday, please?
Saturday?
Can we please talk about Saturday?
What's Saturday?
What happened when we got dinner on Saturday?
What happened Saturday?
Oh, my
please.
God.
If you don't want me to, I won't.
No, that was okay, that was so dumb.
Okay, we'll whatever. Talk about okay, after. Well, what did you think of the song, Junior?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Better. It's I can honestly say you're upgrading.
Thank you. I feel like I improve every time. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a learning process, and especially doing it everything by myself is hard.
Oh yeah.
It's really hard, and it takes a lot of time. So that's why I'm excited for this year too, because I feel like I finally have like a backlog of songs to put out.
Okay.
And all of them are kind of like on the same caliber. So, you know, I'm excited for that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Speaking
of releases, Beyonce released a country album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboy Carter.
Interesting.
I'm not a big country fan in general.
Yeah, neither am I.
Except for the Morgan Wallen and Post Malone collab. That one I'm excited for. I heard a little snippet of it. I'm like, ooh, sounds fire.
I know what you're talking about.
But not the new Beyonce album. I mean, if you guys want to watch it, I recommend check it out. Please don't fucking...
I mean, it's Beyonce.
It's Beyonce.
She can't do wrong.
She.
No.
I mean, I guess if you're a country fan, maybe not. To me, she did wrong by going into country territory. But again, I'm not a country fan.
She wants
to
hit all the bases before she's done. She wants to do everything.
She's really milking it.
Renaissance, though, highly recommend listening to that
one. Get
that money. One. Renaissance is a really good album. Have you heard of Renaissance album?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I'm kind of
bad with transitions are crazy, like very smooth. Like you would think you're listening to like a freaking 10-minute song.
Huh.
It's so good. Okay.
I'll have to listen
like
to
it does, it's not abrupt or anything. It's honestly, I give it major props to having a smooth transition.
All right,
cool.
That yeah, and Mac Miller released a song too.
Ooh, yeah. I released my song on a Wednesday, so I don't have as much competition.
You know? Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Don't do it Friday.
Don't,
New music Friday, dude.
Not on Friday.
The Star Subs, they load that shit out.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I think this is a good time to end it.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good.
I'm good.
Seriously, everybody, like, watch the documentary. It's really
Quiet
good.
On Set, HBO Max. Watch it. Four episodes. They're like each 43 minutes long.
There's a fifth episode that's coming out. Yeah,
she didn't know.
Five episodes. I didn't know. Yeah, the plot. Oh, it gets better.
Yeah, I wonder what else means it gets they worse. Need to talk about because, you know, I feel like we've gone through a lot.
Who is the other one? Amanda Bynes or whoever,
uh-huh.
her, something about her, what is it? I'm going to say NDA, but it's not an NDA. Or what is it? You can't talk about things.
NDA, non-disclosure.
I guess somebody's is ending soon.
Ooh.
And someone's supposed to open up about something. And I don't know
if it's really whoever.
Imagine
that be
if Jeanette McCurdy on there. That'd be crazy.
That would be really good.
That would, ooh.
That would be really nice.
That would,
but yeah, somebody is supposed to end. Some girls is supposed to end.
Girls,
I don't know who.
Jeanette McCurdy, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or Amanda.
I guess we'll have to see.
I am.
I feel really bad for Amanda.
Yeah.
That's like a whole nother story, which we don't really have time for. But
it's
that's okay.
It's a whole chapter. Once Quiet on Set finishes it. Finish.
We'll come back. We're gonna talk about
the last episode. You do
bust out the season. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Check
so
it out.
So yet yeah, it's so good
but
that
so
it's so bad. Yeah,
yeah.
So bad.
I cried. I cried. And like
it took the strings a bit, especially with the whole like parent relationship and drawing the wedge between like them and their kids,
especially
like,
when
damn.
They're so young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like damn and. It broke my heart when I heard, like, they arrested him and Drake actually called his dad and was like, hey, like, did you hear? They
that
got him. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Ooh,
he's like, Ryan Peck,
broke me.
They got him. And he's like, oh, my God, I knew it. I'm so, he's like, I called it. I knew it. I'm just so glad that I was able to prevent you from getting grabbed by him. And I'm like, oh my God.
Seriously, it was so bad.
And I think he found out like obviously like later. On. Yeah. And it's just to live with that, you know. I don't even know. I can't even imagine how Drake feels hearing that from his dad, and it's like, damn,
it's
I pushed
like,
my dad away and he was still thanking the gods and freaking I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Well, everybody please leave a like, comment, subscribe if you want to.
Check the next episode when Chippy comes on. You get to learn Chippy's real name.
You go. But thank you for everybody who is listening. I know this episode was a lot heavier than what we usually do. But it's good. It's good. It's good to keep it serious sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I hate this.
I love this because these are things that need to be addressed.
I know.
No matter how small our platform is,
I know
someone who doesn't even know what's going on will hear this.
Hopefully, someone who
and that would make me happy enough.
Yes,
at least one person I hope, getting knowledge about this.
Yeah, I just like not to be like religious or anything, but like you know, seriously, like send some prayers to the kids who were all affected, and even child actors now who could be in bad situations. We need to look out for each other. You know, doesn't matter. You know what's going on.
Yeah, we're all children at heart.
Yeah, but we.
Oh, I'm not mentally maturing.
I'm not mentally maturing.
We seriously need to look out for each other and just care about each other more, and hopefully that will make a world a better place. Okay, that's it.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in.